thanks to Headspace for supporting Sincerely Fortune. Headspace is your daily dose of mindfulness in the form of guided meditations in an easy-to-use app. For a free one-month trial with access to Headspace's full library of meditations for every situation, go to headspace.com/fortune. I'm back on tour. I'm going all over the country, so check out my website, fortunefemster.com/tour, to see if I am coming to a city near you. There's 65 cities that I'm covering so far. Tickets are going fast, so do not wait, and I'll see you on the road. Welcome to another episode of Sincerely Fortune. It's Fortune, and I have my beautiful wife.
Oh, you...
And my beautiful wife, Jax, is joining me.
I was hoping you were going to say your beautiful mother, Ginger.
No, my beautiful wife.
Yeah, here I am.
A fan favorite. Mm-hmm. Everyone's always like, where's Jax?
Hiding. Hiding under the couch with Maddie.
Yeah, Jax has been busy. We're gearing up for the tour, and there's a lot going on, and...
Yeah.
You're a busy gal.
Busy, a little overwhelmed to go from stuck in our house for so long to all these people and places and moving parts and figuring out when you're going, the dogs, all of it.
So, I know. It was weird to be just at home for 15 months. And now we've had a couple social things. Mm-hmm. I already forgot about one social thing.
Yeah,
because I wasn't used to having anything on the calendar, and so it's getting back to some of that stuff.
Yeah, there's been a couple of things we've forgotten. You had an interview that you just totally forgot about. We were like, I don't remember what we ended up doing, but something like not that important, and all of a sudden it was like, oh my gosh, I just totally forgot about something you had confirmed.
Yeah.
Recently, but
anyway. I forgot. Like, I realized, like, 2 hours later, we're driving home, and I go, oh my God. My brain, I have a bad short term memory, which I don't know if they're like vitamins or something that you can take that helps with that.
Yes, there are.
Short term memory is not my forte.
I always just thought you said that so you had an excuse when I'd say, hey, don't forget to put your dishes in the dishwasher. And you say, oh, I forgot my short-term
That's a convenient short-term memory loss. I also sometimes don't have a great long-term memory. People will tell me all the time, like, about something I did in high school or college. I have zero recollection.
Like ages ago.
I know, but I'm always like, so impressed that people have all these vivid memories. I'm like, I don't remember half of that. If there's a picture of it, mm-hmm. that keeps the memory with me. Mm-hmm. But if there wasn't a picture, I'm like, didn't happen. Oh, we both went, oh, at the same time. Jax. That's a sign of a couple that has spent a lot of time together the last year and a half.
A lot. Oh, my goodness.
One of the cool social things that we did was we went to the premiere of the upcoming season of Ted Lasso. That was pretty trippy because we hadn't done any events with anything Hollywood related in so long. So getting my jeans back on was an experience.
And it was held outside, and they made everyone show their proof of vaccination. And then also, that just made me feel like a dog. And also, they made everyone get a COVID test the day of. So I felt okay about going, but still, it was a little just jarring to be around a bunch of people again.
Yeah, but I was so excited to get to do that because... that came out pretty early on in the pandemic, and Jax didn't watch it with me because I thought she would not like
She has this excuse a lot, but she loves to binge watch things and doesn't want to wait for me since I fall asleep. And then she's like, you don't like soccer. I mean, the show's not really about soccer, is it?
No, I mean, it is about soccer, but it's about like relationships, friendships, and it's got a lot of heart.
It's not, I mean, not the amount.
Not relationships like love.
No, I'm saying the amount of soccer that they actually show is very minimal.
Right.
You know how like some of those shows you're like, oh, but they still want to like show a lot of the game.
Right.
Like, well, a football movie where you're like, okay, here we go again. They're running up and down the field. Right. Boring. But this show, I was very into it.
In hindsight, I know that Jax would have liked to watch it with me.
The fight.
Well, we're watching it again together. She's watching some without me, and I'm watching some again with her. It's a great show. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have nothing to do with the show other than I have friends that work on it. But it's like that positive show that you don't really get to see very much of anymore. The characters are all interesting. You're rooting for everybody, which is also very uncommon. But it just goes to show you that, like, the cynicism that's sort of taken over certain programs and movies, while there's a place for that, this really showed people, I hope, in our industry that seeing like a heartfelt story with positive messages is really cool. It's like one of the most popular shows right now. I got nominated for a gazillion Emmys. Mm-hmm. So it's on Apple TV if you haven't watched it. I highly recommend it. It got me through that beginning part when Jax was falling asleep at like 7 p.m. and I was watching TV.
And I ran into a friend of mine, Lily Kershaw. She's this amazing singer. We were going through a parking garage and I wasn't really paying attention, and someone said, "Hi," and Fortune's like, "Hey, how are you?" And I just was,
she's walking. Like, not you, your wife.
Yeah. I'm so used to her knowing everyone. It was pretty funny. That was a highlight.
Yeah, she was super nice.
You finally got to meet her, so
I
gotta
see her perform one of these days. People are starting to get out and about doing shows again. My tour is on sale right now. We're going to be with Jax's family this weekend because I have shows in Lansing, Michigan, and South Bend, Indiana. Those are outdoor shows at the baseball fields. So that's going to be super fun.
Yeah. And some of the stress is also because we're having stuff done on our house. And it's just like there's a lot going on in our world right now, but it's good. I mean, it's just jarring after doing nothing for so long. So it's good that we're back out there, I think.
We're getting back out there. I mean, it's a little crazy right now, but you know.
I'm just happy that your show in Lansing is outside. My grandmas are fully vaccinated, and we'll just have to keep them in a little bubble, too, so that...
Yeah, because you still want to be careful of our older folks, just in case, even though they're vaccinated, it's better to be on the safer side right now.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they are so excited. They can't. They just keep talking about it. So it's going to be great.
I'm thinking about my set right now because I have a whole new hour that I'm running. It's all new material. I throw in like a classic here and there because people want to hear something from Sweet and Salty. But I'm thinking about my material. I think it's mostly okay.
Well, that's the problem with material. Like, overall, you're not a dirty comic.
Yeah.
Or a super dirty or whatever. But there will be jokes that you don't really think about until your grandma's in the audience. And then suddenly you're like, or, you know, since I'm from Michigan, there'll be a ton of people that I grew up with. Right. Or, you know, like my best friend when I was 5's mom and her mom. And you're just like, yeah. Wait, what are you talking about again?
I think in this set, the most I do is like I have a couple cuss words that I say here and there.
Okay.
But I don't talk about anything scandalous. Mm-hmm. I save that for the podcast. Just kidding.
Our moms both listen, okay?
We keep it clean around here for the most part. Not all the time. Yeah, that's super exciting. I'm gearing up for a lot of shows. I'm doing a bunch of club shows this summer to gear up for the theater tour. So there's some weekends I've got like 6 shows. Salt Lake City, Sacramento, Columbus.
Mm-hmm. You're 6 gonna be shows. So busy.
Whew. Jax.
I know.
It doesn't leave you much time for a vacation. That was a question we got last week from a listener who was curious about your favorite place to travel, if you had any place you recommended. And I didn't want to speak for you. Mm-hmm. So I was curious if you wanted to follow up on that.
If I had to pick one place, like if there was only one place that I could take vacations to, or like what's my very favorite, I'd have to say Italy.
A meatball.
Really love Italy, but
a specific place in Italy or just anywhere in Italy?
Anywhere.
Really?
Uh huh.
What is it about Italy that you like so much?
It's just so gorgeous. The food is amazing. You know, different parts of the country are, like anywhere, I guess, are very different. But yeah, I just really love it there.
Yeah.
I mean, there are other places like that are great for vacations, but if I had to just pick one,
that would be the place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I love pizza and pasta. And
a pizza pasta.
And the fresh salads. Italy was the first place where I could actually eat tomatoes.
Oh, I didn't think about the salads. Shocking.
The gelato.
The gelato. I did think about that.
The coffee. Just everything. The wine.
Yeah. My only objection is not enough ice.
Mm-hmm.
It's another one of those European places where they're like, no ice. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you know, super southern. I just want a big cup of ice.
I like France too, but I just feel like, and the people were so nice in Italy. I don't know.
Well, Jax went to Italy with her mom for like 3 weeks, and they're these long-haired blondes, leggy blondes, and you know those Italian men love that. Ciao bella, let me get you a table. They were like running down the street to get them a table.
Carrying tables over their heads. Serenading me in the streets. I mean, it was pretty great.
It's a little different when I go.
It was fun when we went too.
It was very fun, but if you're a blonde-haired, long-haired blonde woman, okay, chances are you're going to have a great time in Italy.
Anyway,
there's a lot of whistles. I can't whistle. Yeah, not a great whistler, but we'll have to put vacations on hold for a while since we're basically gonna be touring
and
a lot.
The world still isn't totally right. Open and I do know I was just reading an article about someone traveling into Italy and how just the extra paperwork and steps
true
to prove that you were vaccinated and things, and right now the U.S. is really backed up on passports.
Oh.
They were saying there have been several articles and I've just skimmed them all, but something like if you submit it now, you were not going to get it till late fall. And even if you expedite it, it can still take a couple months.
Well, so if you guys are traveling out of the country, check your passports because mm-hmm. you want to get on top of that.
And a lot of times, a lot of countries require that you have an additional 3 months or so. Like if we were traveling somewhere tomorrow and your passport expired in a month, but you were planning on only taking a week,
right,
some countries won't let you in. So you just have to definitely, we have some friends who missed trips because they got to the airport. And
right. I need to check my passport.
You do.
I'm pretty sure it's next summer.
Okay.
Next year, but I'll look because I have a job in Mexico later this year.
Yeah, so definitely. And the in-person appointments are very hard to get and stuff. So if you have a trip coming up, make sure you give yourself a lot of extra time to get the passport back.
We have a lot of lovely Canadian listeners of Sincerely Fortune, and they keep saying, when are you coming here, Fortune? But they say it really nice because they're Canadian. Mm-hmm. Hey, Fortune, are you coming here, A? And I...
No.
I don't know how to do anyone's accent. I am going to come to Canada, but we're looking at more springtime because it is still a thing to, again, even go to Canada.
And they just announced loosening up the borders, but now with the Delta variant spiking, who knows? So,
yeah.
And with a tour, most of the time, you can't just plan a show like, all right, in 2 weeks, let's do this. So you
right.
just need a lot of head.
We haven't routed the last part of my tour just because we have some moving parts. So there will be other places that will pop up in April and May. But so just hang in there.
And if you guys are getting tickets, please, please, please go to fortunefemster.com/tour to buy your tickets or directly to the venue's website because a lot of people are having difficulty or finding tickets through other websites, which are adding tons of fees on top of the face value, and her tickets are very affordable.
Yeah, they average around $35. So if you're seeing tickets for like $200 plus, that's a scalp ticket. Yeah, it's still a valid ticket.
Right.
It's just that...
Well, you don't know.
I mean, well, I don't know for sure, but most of these are. They're just trying to make money off the ticket.
But face value, all the tickets are under $100. So anything when you're seeing it over is not... I just don't want people to be like, oh my gosh, I didn't know. And some of the sites are trying to sell like a general admission ticket. You know, that is... $35 for 150, and there's no reason.
Don't get bamboozled. We've added a lot of shows to those theaters that sold out quick, but people were fussing at me because Omaha sold out right away, and I'm like, I'm posting as soon as they go on sale, so be on my socials if you're interested in a show that might be sold out. Seattle, I think they're adding a second show this Friday, so that'll go on sale. We're at Des Moines.
If you really want to see her, I would definitely recommend getting tickets as soon as you can because,
people like want to go out and laugh, so they've been buying tickets. I think they're just ready to, they're ready to be social too, so.
And I'm starting to put my foot down about adding shows because I want to see you. okay, let's calm down.
Yes, I'm trying to be reasonable. I'm doing a lot of shows, but also I have to take care of myself, so. I just bought some new vitamins, y'all. I bought vitamins to help with energy. I forgot to take it yesterday, but I'm going to get on it. Because I do think vitamins are good right now, even with all this crazy COVID stuff that needs to go away. Oh, my God. I cannot with this this freaking virus anymore. Done. Bye. Go away. I don't know if you guys are feeling that, but I'm feeling that. Like, we're done.
Well, bye-bye. Everyone is. That's why I feel like now it's going back up. But hopefully people continue to get vaccinated and it helps with everything.
So don't go kissing strangers just yet. You know what I mean? And especially if you're unvaccinated. Get a vaccine, then go smooching strangers. You're better off. But one really cool thing that happened is I do a radio show every morning with my friend Tom Papa, who's a very funny comedian. It's on Sirius XM for Netflix called What a Joke. And we celebrated 2 years. 2 years of doing radio every morning. That's crazy.
Yeah, it really is. I'm laughing because when I met her, she's so not a morning person. when I would have to get up and go teach, she was always like, oh, be quiet.
Yeah, you know? For sure.
So it's just wild to me that you have worked now on a morning radio show for 2 years.
Which is not the path I thought I would be on, you know, like because I'm a performer. I do a lot of acting and touring. I did not see myself doing radio, but it's been really awesome. And we're actually going to have my co-host Tom Papa come on here just to sort of talk about some of the highlights. I don't know if any of you guys listen to the show, but it's some pretty cool stories, and I just wanted to celebrate that with him on here.
And speaking of like positive things and Ted Lasso, the show was a very positive show. You and Tom are both really positive comics, and I just think it's a good vibe, you know?
There's a lot of snarky shows out there. Like pop culture in particular is really been leaning into that, making fun of people, ripping on people, taking people down, and we don't do that. We try to celebrate what people are doing, their achievements, talking about comedy, laughing. We're very silly. We talk about food a lot and snacks. It's one of those places a lot of people tell us they go to escape, they go to feel better, and it helps them get through their days. So that's really cool to hear. And I just want to share that part of my days with you guys because that is such a big part of my days.
Because I know when I listen to Sirius XM, my dial is on the Coffee House channel, which makes me feel a little depressed usually with those songs. Then I change the channel to you guys and it's positive. So, you know, it balances it out.
And both of our moms listen to the radio show too. So
yes.
We got people like Tex and Jax like, what is this thing Fortune's talking about? She's like, what are you talking about again? Oh, good times. Well, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, my buddy Tom Papa will be here to talk and chat and all that good stuff. Wouldn't it be great if there were a pocket-sized guide that helped you sleep, focus, act, be better? Well, there is. And if you have 10 minutes, Headspace can change your life. Headspace is one of the only meditation apps advancing the field of mindfulness and meditation through clinically validated research. So whatever the situation, Headspace really can help you feel better. Do you need some help falling asleep? Headspace has wind-down sessions. And for parents, Headspace has morning meditations that you can do with your kids. Their approach to mindfulness can reduce stress, improve sleep, boost focus, and increase your overall sense of well-being. Headspace is backed by 25 published studies on its benefits, 600,000 five-star reviews, and over 60 million downloads. I downloaded Headspace, and I tell you, anytime I turn on the app, I just start meditating. It changes my day. It changes my mood. And so the app has really been truly helpful in just setting my mind right and just letting peace come over me. You deserve to feel happier, and Headspace is meditation made simple. Go to headspace.com/fortune. That's headspace.com/fortune for a free 1 month trial. And we're back. All right, you guys, I'm with my buddy Tom Papa, an amazing comedian, an incredible writer, and the co-host alongside yours truly of What a Joke Radio on Netflix. She's a joke radio on SiriusXM, channel 93.
Best show of all time.
Tom, did you think that we would be hitting 2 years?
I don't know. No and yes. I don't know.
Right.
I didn't really think about it, like when we were jumping in, like how long it would go, what would we be doing, but I do know that 2 years went by super, super fast. That seems insane to me.
It does seem insane. And it seems insane that we've been doing the show in our homes longer than we were doing it in the studio.
I know. It's really, that part is pretty crazy. And we've gotten so good at it, we could do it from like all over the world. And we're like, and I run into so many people in radio, like terrestrial radio and stuff, and they don't know that we're not in studio. They just assume that we're together all the time.
Oh, that's good. That means we're making it seem natural.
Yeah. A lot of that's Joe, too. I'm sure he's editing together, like cutting out a lot of stuff.
Yeah. We're very lucky with a good team. So that makes our job easy. I just show up and talk.
I know. That part is pretty great. Do you ever run into comedians and they're like, I'm so sorry I had to cancel and couldn't be on your show? And you're like, you didn't even know they were booked.
Yeah. Yeah. I had no idea. Yeah, we're pretty hands off with the booking. So, occasionally we'll have like friends reach out directly, but yeah. I don't really know who's coming on until a few days before.
Which is really, really reduces the stress that we have, like to just be able to see, oh, this is what's coming up, and not, you know, just for your podcast.
Yeah.
It's like getting guests and doing all that part of it is so much work, and we don't even have to touch it. That's what a dream.
Yeah, I don't think people really realize. I mean, I'm guilty of it too. I listen to these amazing podcasts that I love, radio shows that I love, and you don't really think about all the work that goes into it. So to have that part off your plate is nice.
Yeah, I know. Whenever I listen to podcasts that are overly edited, mm-hmm. you know, and they have like music come in and all this other stuff, I'm like, oh my God, that is so much. People have no idea what's going into
I
those.
Know for sure. I just was talking about this with Jax about, I just never saw radio on my trajectory of my career.
I know. When I started, it was like, to be honest, radio seemed like that might be a spot that you go when other things don't work mm-hmm. out. And then the landscape of it all changed. And it was like, oh, Steve Harvey has radio.
Yeah.
And Mark Maron and Joe Rogan have not only, they've used that format to be the most impactful shows of all media,
mm-hmm.
bigger than television, bigger than everything.
Yeah.
So it's like, you're able to reach these people in this more intimate way. And I think it changed. Like, I didn't think it was going to be my trajectory either. Mm-hmm. And now it's like, it's actually so valuable.
Yeah. We like, people like hearing people talk. I don't know.
You know what it is? I heard someone talking about how in a world where everything, even like the late night shows, you only get to see, like, if you have like a guest you're really looking forward to go on the Tonight Show, you get them for 5 minutes. Right. All these commercials, all this noise, and you see your maybe like they'll do two segments mm-hmm. if you're lucky. And these, it's like, you know, when we have someone on our radio show, it's like you get to sit with them for a half hour, 40 minutes, yeah. however long it takes. No one's telling you you have to stop and right. go to breaks and any of that stuff. You can just let it breathe.
Yeah. I think I've heard Conan and Letterman talk about that, being that they came up in a time where it was just the 5 minute interview. And so you couldn't yeah. really dig in with anybody. And I think that's why both of those guys have gone on to do this newer format of sitting down with yeah. people for a long time.
Yeah. It's funny. It's almost like it's a reaction to, like, everyone always talks about that the audience has a short attention span. Mm-hmm. And that wasn't it. It was that you were serving us these little sound bites for your marketing and whatever. But it turns out that the human brain likes to have some time yeah. and it can digest a lot more and go deeper. And there, you know, it's this kind of entertainment. If I think about it, like when you were young, if you could like really hear someone from SNL or really right. hear a comedian, like really get into it and talk, that you would have been so happy.
Oh, I would have been obsessed. I would have loved that.
Yeah. Yeah, and it did not exist. No. It really did. So we're doing God's work is really what I'm trying to say.
We're pretty amazing, you guys. I would say in the 2 years that we've done this, we've talked to tons of people. I mean, I don't even know if people realize the scope of how many people we've interviewed, and really significant interviews. I mean, Seinfeld was one of our first guests, and he stayed for like an hour, maybe longer.
Yeah.
Do you have a guest or an experience with a guest that stands out for you?
That we did? Mm-hmm. I don't know. There's so many. I mean, when we got to do like the legends, that was.
Yeah, we met great. Bob Newhart.
We sat with Bob twice. Newhart.
Or no, we talked to him on the phone once and we met him in person. We interviewed him in person as well.
Yeah, that was amazing. Mm-hmm. Carol Burnett. That yeah. one was huge.
The Carol Burnett one obviously is a highlight for me because yeah. I'm obsessed with her. I have been obsessed with her my whole life. And I told her the story about my grandmother and about my name. I'll actually play the clip for you guys right here.
I love your name, Fortune.
Oh, thank you.
Were you born with that name?
No, it's my middle name. It's my great-grandmother's maiden name.
Oh, got it. Well, I just think it's great.
Thank you. My grandmother really, really wanted my mom to name me Fortune. And uh-huh. my mom said I would have to be Miss America to live up to a name like that. and so they compromised and it was my middle name. And then my grandmother died when I was 18. And after she died, I found that story out. And I was mad that my mom thought I could never be Miss America. and then I decided to pay homage to my grandmother.
I started going
by Fortune.
Well, I love the name. That's great.
But yeah, that was a real,
and you cried.
I cried. It was very meaningful for me.
Yeah.
So that one, I'll treasure that clip forever.
Oh God. Yeah. Yeah. There's so many good ones. I interviewed David Sedaris when
yeah,
you were away.
I had to miss that one, but I knew that was a cool one for you, especially because you are a writer of books. And
yeah,
such.
And he's such a legend. Mm-hmm. It was so good to spend time with him. Yeah, there's been so many great ones. Like, and then, you know, what's interesting, too, I'm like, wow, we've done everybody. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, wait a minute. There's still so many more out there.
I know. There, and I feel like, you know, it kind of comes up when there are certain projects, but
right.
It's the legends that are the coolest for me. But it's also cool. Like Matt Damon did our show. You guys are friends, and he came on. Mm-hmm. And I worked with Jennifer Garner. She came on, and it's yeah. nice when, you know, those higher profile people take the time to to stop in, and
so
and they're never in a hurry either.
I know. It's right. It's really kind of unique. I think the you know, you're used to doing so many interviews where the people don't care, mm-hmm. or they're not funny, or they're just asking you the same questions over and over again. I really feel like we work hard at making it a cool place, like someplace you would want to go and be interviewed.
Right.
So like when they come in, they get immediately know, oh, this is going to be in a day of crazy press. Mm-hmm. This is going to be like a good pit stop.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to enjoy this one.
Yeah. The comedians especially are always like, oh, thank God it's you guys.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Well, they get something different with the two of us. Cause you and I vibe well because we're positive people. And I think we both lead with kindness first. But you're very thoughtful in your questions. You come very prepared. I come with a little bit more of the silly questions. Yeah. But I think it makes for a nice combo.
Yeah, totally. And I've seen more drag queens in my life than I ever have in my
life. You're welcome. We have interviewed a lot of drag queens. Yes,
we really have. What a great little part of show business too. They're like the best interviews.
Oh,
we have.
So fun. And they don't hold back.
Just so fun. No, they're the best.
But yeah, I mean, what do you think it is that draws people to our show? What do you think sets it apart from some of the other things out there?
I think that we don't play to like the common denominator. We don't feel like we have to be crude and rude to be funny. Mm-hmm. I think that really is refreshing to people to know that they could be like cruising along and doesn't matter who's in the car. And you know, sometimes there's safe places on radio but they're not funny.
Right.
Like we don't have to change our comedy. So we can be as funny as possible, mm-hmm. and it's still just like a pleasant, fun place.
Right.
Like we don't have to sacrifice. It's not like you take someone, you know, that's funny in a dirty way, and then they have to like change for radio. We don't have to change. It's very authentic, mm-hmm. and maybe that's it. Maybe it's just that it's a truthful. We're not posing. We're not pretending to
right.
be something we're not. I think people kind of read that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So when they come, it's like, oh, everyone's just being real here. Mm-hmm. So the guest likes it. The audience vibes with it. You know, that's probably the biggest factor.
Yeah, and I like that it's like people from all walks of life. Kind of with this podcast too, I'm sure it's similar with yours. It's like, I like when people listen from different states, from different countries, different backgrounds. Mm-hmm. You know, we have everything from, you know, Midwest moms to truckers. It's like right. cool to see yeah. Canadians. It's cool to see
yeah.
the different listeners and how you can find a way to find common ground via
yes.
conversations and comedy and an appreciation of talking to people. And
yeah, and it's cool. Like I always like the stuff I would always listen to that I always enjoyed was. You start to feel like you're part of a community mm-hmm. as a listener. You know what I mean? You feel like, oh, we're a part of this family
yeah.
in a way. It's very intimate. It's very intimate kind of, you know, you're going right into people's heads.
Right.
And when they're not seeing you all the time either, they're as a listener, you're a participant. You're painting the picture.
Mm-hmm.
Like that would be a fun thing, like just to see all the people's ideas of what Joe looks like.
Our producer Joe, if you haven't listened to the show, is a very great guy, great producer. He's a goofball.
He's a goofball, and we are always attacking how his appearance, yeah. his mustache or beard or lack thereof, so it's like when you listen to it as a listener, it's almost like reading a book, like you have your idea, you're bringing from your consciousness, like what that person, what that character
right.
is. So it kind of like you're invested. And then when the other people have their jokes, inside jokes about it, you do feel like, oh, we're part of this What a Joke community.
Mm-hmm.
And that's starting to emerge after 2 years. That feels like that. Like when you tour and people bring up the show
yeah.
and stuff, it's like, doesn't matter where they're from. We're kind of like all in it together every day.
Yeah, that's what I was saying earlier in this podcast about the same with the podcast. We do it sitting in our rooms. We're talking to each other.
Yeah.
We don't know who's listening. And so it's cool when people come up to us and say, like, yeah. Oh, listen to the podcast, I listen to the radio show. And you're like, oh my God, like that thing, I'm just like talking into a microphone. It's going yeah. out to people. They're hearing this. It's like,
I know.
But I don't filter myself. Because I don't think in a way that needs to be super filtered.
No.
But we do talk about treats a lot.
We do love to eat. It's one of our pastimes.
I keep waiting for Netflix to be like, okay, guys, can you stop talking about cakes and snacks? I do have to reel it in. So Jax is always like, please stop talking about cakes because we cannot get another cake.
I know. I'm hoping that maybe the Cheez-It people or the hot dog people will start sending us stuff.
Oh, no. Well, the cool thing now is that so Tom and I do our radio show. We tape Monday through Thursdays, and then Fridays is a compilation of our show from the week. And now we're going on tour. Tom's going all over the country on his tour. Tickets are at tompapa.com. Mm-hmm. But we've started to... We started this before the pandemic. We did a show together in Los Angeles, and that was really cool because we put snippets of it on the show as well. And we just did that celebrating our 2-year anniversary, and that was so cool to like come full circle.
I know. Yeah, when we were on stage and you were talking about how you said in front of the audience at Largo that you told that story of, had our specials come out. We're about to go on tour, and then it all just shut down.
Yeah,
and it was a Largo show, and we had a big show at Largo, and we were talking about going out on tour. It was like this big launch, and then nothing happened with the pandemic hits and all that stuff, and then we're back on stage, about to go out on tour again.
Yeah.
It was like we went through a wormhole. and now we're right back in the same position. It was such a cool perspective.
It was a nice way because we're launching these new cities. It was kind of like, okay, take two.
Yeah. It's like we really, combining that with the Largo kickoff, it was kind of like we just started where we left off. It was bizarre.
Yeah. But thank God we're making some traction, hopefully.
Yeah.
As far as getting back out into the world and normalcy.
Oh, people are so excited. Like when you see, like just when you went out for your first weekend, it was like people are just so overjoyed. And for a lot of people, our shows are the first time they go out to an event like that. You know, it's a big mental shift for people.
Yeah.
So they're elated, but they're a little, frightened at the same time, and then it feels safe, and they kind of like leave the show feeling like, oh, maybe we can do this again.
Yeah. And I say, listen, if you come to our shows, if you feel more comfortable in a mask, wear a mask. Like, I feel like we have the kind of crowds that it's like, whatever your comfortability is, don't wear it, wear it, whatever the venue's rules are. I know at Largo they wanted people to wear them, but we just want people to laugh again and have a good time.
Yeah. And if you want to bring, gifts of any kind, we're totally into that too. Like if you want to bring cakes or treats or like bags of Cheez-Its, whatever it is you want to bring, don't be shy.
Oh my God. Someone just asked me last week on the podcast, what do I feel about gifts? Cause people bring comics and stuff, gifts. I was like, oh, don't waste your money on me. And you're like, bring us as many gifts as you want. Lots of food.
Yeah, the hard thing with me, because I do so much baking, like everybody knows me for baking, that people will bake stuff and bring it.
Oh,
and it's like, it's probably not poisonous.
Right. I think you're a nice person. I don't know you, but it would, you would have to go to a lot of work to poison this. Please don't.
Yeah. It's nice to get things in a wrapper sometimes that weren't made in the home kitchen with your hands.
Yeah. Are you going to make time to make bread still with you touring? Will that still be part of your routine?
It's interesting. I baked so much during the quarantine that, it's like for the first time, like when we left, I like took my sourdough starter and made sure it was fed and left it in the fridge. And I just put put all of my equipment away, like all of my baskets and stuff, yeah. and just kind of put it. I was like, oh man, this is a bummer. I'm not going to be able to bake bread. And when I get home, I'm only going to be home for a couple of days. Yeah. That's not enough time to do it. And I'm a little bit, that's a little sad.
Yeah. Tom was making bread long before it got real popular in the pandemic. So
yeah,
he's like, you guys, I've been doing this the whole time.
Yeah. Jake Gyllenhaal is trying to act like he's the bread guy. He's been doing it for 2 weeks.
Well,
yeah, no, but I do miss it. It's the rhythm of baking means that I'm home.
Right.
Like if there's enough time to do it, that means I'm home for a bit, which is always a nice feeling.
Yeah, for sure. Well, 2 years in, we're doing great. As you like to say, you're doing great from your last special on Netflix. Well, congrats on that, by the way. We're just patting ourselves on the back, basically, is what we're doing.
We should. It is a milestone. I mean, a two-year thing's not small.
What is there anything that you want to see us do that we haven't done?
The interviews are great. I think I keep, you know, you want to always try and find new people that you haven't spoken to. Mm-hmm. There's definitely some great ones out there who haven't been on the show yet. That would be cool. And yeah, I think just being more creative. I think like having other elements mm-hmm. that are recurring on the show, like keep having fun and coming up with more comedy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like we have great like games that we play and like different running things that we've come up with and we do, you know, mm-hmm. I would just like that.
Right.
Like, and even to stretch the community out a little bit, like I do feel like if there's a comedian that we love, like we did with Zach Noe Tower mm-hmm. or Andy Haynes, it's like, I like that. Like when a comedian is a recurring guest, right. like as a character or that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even have to play characters. I don't know, whatever creative direction it takes, but I like growing the family right. of on-air personalities. I think that's what we should push a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. And if you guys haven't listened to it, if you have SiriusXM, check it out every morning. Reruns in the afternoon, channel 93. You'll hear some good comedy, some good conversations, and I mean, guys, we're giving you everything you could possibly want.
It's a hit show.
And if you live in Los Angeles, Tom and I are doing another one of those shows at Largo on August 12th. We'll have a special guest that we haven't announced yet.
Yeah.
And Tom's on tour. Where can people find you?
Go to tompapa.com for all of it. It links you to my podcast, the Breaking Bread podcast, and all of the tour dates and whatever nonsense I have going on. It all starts there.
Well, I'm lucky I get to see you every day, and I'm honored to be your co-host.
Super fun. It's really the best. I love seeing you every day, and we just have a great time. So hopefully we'll be wouldn't it be weird if you're like, oh my God, can you believe we thought it was a big deal and we did 2 years? I can't believe we're celebrating our 20th anniversary. I just had a radio show that literally asked me to do like a thing for their 20th anniversary.
That's a long time. I've never done anything for 20 years.
I know. It's the most terrifying idea in the world.
Well, we'll see. All right, Tom, you're the best.
You're the best.
I'll see you tomorrow.
All right.
Bye, bud. Well, that was super cool. We really appreciate Tom coming on the show. We hope everybody's doing well. We hope you're staying safe.
We are looking forward to seeing a bunch of you on the road. And also, shout out to people who have been sending us sweet messages about the podcast. I don't always get a chance to respond to everyone, but it really means a lot. Yeah,
because we're in our office. We do this just Jax and I, and sometimes my mom, sometimes guests. And it's sometimes you just don't know. Like we see the numbers, people listen, people love it. We have a very loyal following, but it seems like we're just in our office, you know?
Right. It's the same with your radio show. Yeah. You know, it's different. You're so used to live audiences mm-hmm. and stand up, and you get that immediate feedback. So sometimes you're like, anyone listen?
If you do see us out on the road, do let us know if you listen to the podcast, because we always love to hear that, because we feel like it's sort of a special little community that we're, you know, we are truly very sincere about and genuinely are grateful when people listen. So shout out Sincerely Fortune, y'all.
All right. And we will talk to you next week.
Bye.